This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through the sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of the sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Mr. Modi said that the Delhi Declaration will advance the resolve for regional connectivity, innovation and sustainable growth in aviation. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPMJAY will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Official sources informed that anyone aged 70 or above, as per their Aadhaar card, will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mention that those with private insurance and Employee State Insurance Corporation ESIC beneficiaries can also apply for the ABPMJAY scheme. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said about 75% of the disengagement issues at the Line of Actual Control LAC with China have been resolved. Speaking at the Global Center for Security Policy in Geneva yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the Galwan Valley clash of June 2020 had a profound impact on India-China relations. He further pointed out that violence at the border cannot be isolated from the broader relationship between the two countries. Dr. Jaishankar was in Geneva on the final leg of his three-nation tour, which also took him to Saudi Arabia and Germany. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said yesterday that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based biorevolution. Addressing the Global Bio India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a biorevolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. The Global Bio India 2024 is a major international congregation of biotechnology stakeholders showcasing India's biotech growth and opportunities to the world. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia. In a statement released on Telegram, the Russian embassy in India said, during his meeting with Mr. Dobhal, President Putin praised the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia and emphasized the crucial role of security issues in bilateral relations. Russia's president proposed to hold a bilateral meeting with PM Narendra Modi on 22nd October on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. The meeting will summarize the outcomes of joint work on the implementation of the agreements reached during his visit to Moscow and to outline prospects for the near future. The Index of Industrial Production, IIP, witnessed a growth of 4.8% in July on an annual basis compared to 4.7% in June, according to data released yesterday by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. The three major components of IIP are mining, which registered a growth of 3.7%, manufacturing, which grew at 4.6%, and electricity, which grew at 7.9%. The capital goods segment saw a growth of 12% in July 2024, according to the use-based classification data. And that is the end of this news bulletin.